Will Houston workers take a contract dispute to the next level? KPFT local news reporter Jacob Santillan is live in the studio with the details.
That's right, Marlo. Houston janitors decide to show cleaning contractors just how serious they are about ongoing contract negotiations. Janitors all over Houston walked off the job in a strike that union officials say may well spread to cities across the country. The walkout follows a month of protests and one-day work stoppages throughout Houston and is the first citywide janitor strike since 2006. Elsa Caballero, Texas State Director of SEIU Local 1, says Houston's cleaning contractors illegally threaten and fire workers.
We've had activists who've been fired as a result of their union activity. We've had workers who are being contacted at home to tell them not to participate in union activity so that they would be fired or they shouldn't come back to work. They stopped deducting the health care benefits, you know, the pay for health care benefits, which means that workers will be losing the health care benefits. There's allegations of intimidation just about the participation that happens on a daily basis from managers. It's completely illegal. Workers have a right to participate and be active in their union. They have a right to bargain a fair and decent contract and without any interference from management. That is why we have had to file unfair labor practice charges here in the city of Houston at this point.
She says the moves by the contractors make them fearful they'll lose their health benefits. Janitors march on picket lines around key downtown buildings and receive significant local and national backing. Among those supporting them are the actor Danny Glover, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, and NAACP President Benjamin Todd Jellis. Caballero says the Houston commercial real estate industry market is considered one of the richest in the nation. She also says janitors in Houston clean the offices of some of the wealthiest corporations in the world, which rake in huge profits, while the janitors earn less than $9,000 per year. The official poverty level for a family of four is just above $22,000. Caballero says the Houston should not be a city where workers don't make a livable wage.
Janitors are making an average of $9,000 a year, which is definitely not, you know, a livable wage. One out of every four workers here in Houston actually makes less than $10 an hour, and that's not enough to live in Houston. When you take a look at Houston being one of the fourth largest cities in the United States, and when you look at the real estate market in general, they're doing extremely well in comparison to other cities like New York. We feel there really isn't any justification for that. If you look at the numbers, the building owners here can afford to pay a livable wage for workers. Is there a willingness to do that? They can do that by just calling contractors and tell them to come back to the table and figure out a way to pay or get an agreement with janitors that's fair for both sides.
Janitors will continue the strikes for the foreseeable future. Tonight, they'll be demonstrating at 6 p.m. in the Galleria area, and on Saturday at noon in the Galleria area, where janitors will be demonstrating with family members and friends. For more information, visit www.seiu1.org. Live in the studio, this is Jacob Santillan, KPFT Local News.